Good morning, everybody. It is time for our date morning live.
I'll be honest with you. I'm super excited about, I think I got fired up and I have a newfound passion for these date mornings. One, just from the last feedback, the 2 hour long date morning we had last time. Yeah. And just more of like that free expression, not really a set topic.
No, we have no set topics. We love doing this. We get such great feedback. Like, people love waking up to us. They're doing morning dates with their spouses, mm-hmm. or maybe they're following us on our health journey. And so there is not, we always start with a topic just so that we have a talking point. We were going to talk about a 10X mindset today, which is really interesting. But before I talk about the 10X mindset, so I want to talk about something that happened to me this week. And it hit me hard and I took it pretty personal. So I had posted on my page about my health journey and that I went from 210 pounds to 140. And I was so proud and I posted it on my page and I posted a picture of me before when I was 210 pounds, a few pictures of me afterwards, and then one of me in a bathing suit. I was trying to recreate the Martha Stewart Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition. But I posted them on my personal page and then I shared them in a group I was in and for inspiration. And I also shared it to hold myself accountable, because if you know what I look like now, when I don't look like that, the next time you see me at an event, I want you to call me out. I want you to hold me accountable. I want you to say, hey, Libby, like, you don't look like that picture I saw on Facebook last month or 2 months ago or 6 months ago. I want you to hold me accountable. And that's why I posted it. And then I shared it in the group, because my intention was to inspire and to share my lesson that I learned with everyone in the group, because they were all business owners. And I said, if you're a business owner and you're struggling, take a look at your health. That's all I said. It changed my life. And that post got me in lots of trouble, because I shared it in that group. And many people complained, and I know who you are, complained, but you know, they told me I had to take it down. I wasn't allowed to post. And why was I trying to sell health coaching? And I'm not. I just said I'm trying to share my journey. And if they're interested, let me know. Message me and I'm happy to share that journey with you. And it's the journey we share here, like how we're eating and our life and our... And I was generally trying to share. But I want to thank that person or groups of people who have created the I Hate Libby fan club, because I am so motivated. After my feelings were hurt and I was sad because all I was trying to do was help, I am so motivated that you poked the bear. Mm. Like, you poked the bear. And I'm like, ooh, next time they see me, I'm going to show up in that bathing suit. So they poked the bear, and God, am I somewhat crazy. So I'm motivated, and I'm motivated to really up it. So thank you for body shaming me and shaming my progress and my journey, because all you did was light a fire inside of me that was like, oh my God, I'm going to be, we come up with the phrase last night, a super sexy power couple. Super sexy power couple is my new motivation. So I'm actually really excited now, because I want to look even hotter than I looked in the picture. But by no means was I trying to make anybody feel bad. I was trying to hold myself accountable. When you post those pictures of you online, they're out there and people are like, whoa. And then if I gain 10 or 20 pounds back, they're going to say, whoa.
Yeah.
And I want you to say that to me. So it's all about accountability and inspiration and motivation, because I was that tired mom. Yeah, I was 2 years old. I couldn't use the baby weight anymore for an excuse. I was burnt out. I was overwhelmed. And I was just tired of being tired. And that's when I decided to make a change. And so it's just motivation that anyone can make that change.
So when that happened, I really started to think about things. One is, if you piss somebody off, then don't expect nothing to happen in return. What I mean is, the types of people I think that we've started to become, that I've started to become, that you are, is really like, don't try to prove me wrong, because it's just going to make me double down and do it again twice as good.
Yeah. I mean, I felt I'm not going to lie. Like, my feelings were hurt. I worked so hard to get there, so hard. And I wanted to share it with who I thought were my friends. And then I almost felt like body shamed. Like, don't you dare post a picture of you. Don't you dare be happy. Don't you dare have a good marriage. I felt like literally body shamed and life shamed because of all the work I put into. They weren't happy, so they needed to make sure I wasn't happy either.
Yeah.
And that's sad. And that's not what I was trying to do. I'm just trying to help.
Yeah. And so that got me thinking a couple different things. One is the topic of 10X popped into my mind instantly. But there was another thing that I came back to, and that was with double standards. What I wanted to lean into was the idea that don't create a double standard and instead double your standard.
Great quote.
So, you know, I figured that why not take this opportunity to double our standards and just hit it.
And I think the reason that my feelings were hurt so bad, one is I care more than most people know. I'm just direct or open or honest, but I'm very, very empathetic and I care a lot. But I think the reason it hurt my feelings so much was you guys could have told me that you thought it was distasteful or I was trying to sell weight loss coaching. Just tell me, I thought we were friends versus to go tattle on me and then make the powers that be have a talk with Libby. And, you know, I feel bad for that person or those people where they're at in their life. But it's okay. All I have to say is it's okay because you're like, they weren't ready for that message. They weren't ready. And maybe I did make them feel bad. And that was not my intention. And so I did issue a formal apology, apologizing. I did delete it from the group. And I just know where I stand. And we want to talk about that. Like, we're going to move on now because I could just keep going. It just makes me mad. I'm like, ooh, let me go do some more sit-ups. So I arrive at the next live with abs. So we want to talk about the 10X mindset. And what happens if someone in the relationship, like the entrepreneur, has a 10X mindset? Like, what happens if they do, but the partner in business or the spouse in life doesn't?
So I think there's, so for me, I think that there's about three or four different, you could call it futures. Mm-hmm. You know, what would come out of the relationships or the exchange when you have 10X? So let's think about it in this way, is you have one really driven entrepreneur, and that driven entrepreneur comes about and, you know, starts to build on their 10X mindset. Then you have another relationship or another spouse, another person, that partner, and that partner is still sitting at a 1X, a linear mindset. You know, what happens with that combination? And then what happens if they're both a 10X mindset?
Mm-hmm.
And so I actually, I jotted down some notes because I wanted to help kind of like look at each one individually.
Yeah, it's probably one of the biggest questions I get and we get is how did I get Chris so on board? I was just talking to somebody today and I said, man, I think I've done a pretty good job at grooming Chris because he wasn't on board at all. He didn't understand. He was like, you're crazy. He had a job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like I've done a pretty good job of bringing him along, not forcing him. But I really love the discussion of this because we see so many entrepreneurs bringing their husbands or wives or partners or spouses into the company to help because they've had a little taste of freedom, time freedom, and they want it as a family.
Yeah.
As a family, they want it, or as a partnership, or as a couple, they want that freedom. And as an entrepreneur, like I've always struggled with this. For me, being that entrepreneur, oh my God, I forgot what I was going
to
say.
With the couples and bringing them into the business, you have companies who want to bring people into the business because it's freedom.
As an entrepreneur, if it's Thursday afternoon and I want to go eat brunch, but he can't because he's working a job, I get so frustrated. Like, I'm like, oh my God, this is why I'm an entrepreneur, because I want to go have brunch on a Thursday on a whim because maybe I'm having a bad day. Maybe I'm overwhelmed. Maybe my payroll is a crapshoot. Somebody didn't file my 941 taxes. And I just like, nope, I need to go. I need to have brunch. Just go eat breakfast. But if your husband or your spouse or your partner can't do that, for me as an entrepreneur, it's so agitating.
Yeah.
Like I'm so irritated because I signed up for the time freedom, but I still have an anchor over here.
Yeah. And the opposite is true too, is, you know, if you do choose to step out because you need to reset, but I am in the 9-to-5 grind. The same thing is true, is that I found that I was building up some resentment. And what that was causing was like, I was upset because I didn't, one is I like to be around my wife.
No.
Go figure. It was frustrating because for me, I spent the last decade, a little over a decade of being away for 80% of the year. And so for me, that personal time was extremely valuable. I craved it. And so for her to step away and for her to do a reset without me was really, really, it hurt. And it was really frustrating. And then it started to seed this insecurity or this frustration. Whether others have it or not, I don't know. But I can see a trend, and that is that every missed opportunity for alignment will keep fracturing the relationship more and more and more until it's at the point of breaking. I think that is why, again, I'm going to circle back real quick to date mornings, to that practice, to the microtherapy, finding ways to have micro realignment in that relationship.
Leads to macro results.
Leads to macro results. But there's still that element of removing the possibilities of fracturing a relationship, removing the misalignment entirely, which is you needing to reset, but me before having to stick to a prefix schedule because that's not what you signed up for. And so I'm saying this because I want to relate to other couples, other people who they step in. And I'm going to say this right now is from what I've seen in my perspective, there's been a lot of, let's say in the residential cleaning space, there's been a lot of, because majority of residential cleaning companies are owned by women. And so their husbands or their spouses are typically either in, I just say in a general sense, corporate or another
career
venture or career, but decide to say, wow, something's really happening here. Something's really going on.
Yeah, it's when you get like over 500,000, everybody's like, oh, this little hobby you have is actually pretty doing pretty well. Okay, my God, I know, maybe I should take it seriously.
I know I told you to go ahead and just play over there and have fun. But no, I see a lot of those, the husbands, the spouses, stepping into, just like I did. I worked 6 different positions and I got fired.
Fired them from all of them.
Fired. Stepping in without the alignment, without the bumpers, the guardrails, I think was a really big issue, especially like you said, when you're talking about stepping in to help out, but at the same time, helping out ends up being not at the same level, not at the same CEO mindset, because you can't just step into CEO mindset.
No.
But you're stepping into something as a supportive role. And sometimes that means that you have to put in the time and effort, supportive role, and miss out on
brunch on Thursday.
Yeah. But yeah. Back to what you were saying is like, in terms of like the misalignment with that is how the heck do we get through this? What's the issue here with when you're talking about 10X?
Well, I want Chris to explain like the 10X mindset. So if I have a 10X mindset, like I read the book and I'm like, it changed my life. 10X is easier than 2X. But then if my partner or spouse over here has a linear mindset, it actually has a negative effect on your growth. It can actually hurt the growth or slow you down. I would love to hear if anybody feels that way. Like if you have this 10X mindset, but maybe your spouse, your partner, your husband, your wife doesn't, maybe it's more linear, because we wanna talk through like, how did we get through that? We wanna share some things with you guys.
So I wanna actually reset from there is, regardless if they have a 1X mindset or not.
I didn't say 1X, I said linear.
Linear, I'm sorry. Regardless if they have a linear mindset or not, number one is, do you have some kind of relationship with your spouse in your business? Are they currently helping you out, or are you currently helping them out? Is there some kind of shared relationship there?
Business with your business? Relationship.
Shared business relationship.
You know, sadly, the reality is even if your spouse, if you're an entrepreneur, and even if your spouse doesn't have a role and isn't helping you in the business, they are still involved.
Yeah.
They are still involved because you're complaining to them. You're always talking about your business. You're always learning. You're always working. And so they are involved whether we think they are or not, or whether they think they are or not. And I think that is the first misalignment. Mm-hmm. Is that they are involved, because as an entrepreneur, there's no separation. There is no separation of work and life. We love our work and our life, and we are always working and growing and trying to build a business. There's no, as much as we want to try to like time manage and time block, there isn't any separation. And so our partners and spouses are definitely involved whether we think they are or not.
That I'm thinking to myself right now is whether they're involved or not. Yeah. Shoot. I was going to forget what I was going to say.
Well, I can keep going with this. Yeah. So like for me, we had major misalignment, me and Chris, for a while. Like it wasn't all sunshine and rainbows. We went through stouts of therapy. I had to learn how he operated. The 5 languages of love really helped us, mm-hmm. even in work. And we had to learn how we operated, how we communicated, because we're totally the opposite, like totally, totally the opposite. And it's trying to do not just business, but life with someone that ended up to be the total opposite of you.
The total, total opposite.
Total opposite. And so it took a lot of work on both of our parts, a lot of therapy, counseling, mediation, mm-hmm. to get us to this point. It wasn't just like we've always been perfect. Absolutely not. Like I had to threaten Chris with not divorce, but leaving him if he didn't change some, like he had to get off the road. Like he traveled 80% of the year. And I'm like, I love you, but we have to, something's got to change.
It's really only been like the last, what, 3 or 4 years?
3 or 4 years since COVID.
Yeah.
No, actually after COVID, you went back for a minute.
Yep. But just in terms of full alignment, like that part of it has been, yeah, about 3 years.
Just 3 years.
That's it.
And so, you know, I struggled with the whole, if I have a 10X mindset, how do I bring Chris along with that ride? How do I do it? How do I make him do it?
So I want to give a few situations here. Is situation number one is you have the extreme entrepreneur, the one who is 10Xing themselves. They have a 10X mindset. And then they have somebody who is not really, they are involved, but they're not. So this is the situation of whether you know it or not, they're involved. But they are still running with a linear mindset, meaning that they're chugging along. That is, you know, story number one. It's a 10X owner. And I'm gonna say the phrase 1X.
Okay, it's fine.
Because again, we're talking about numbers here. But you have a 10X mindset, extreme entrepreneur, and you have a 1X linear partner. It's not that you can run at 10X without them. No, because again, it's a partnership and it has to be together. Otherwise, it won't happen.
Creates resistance.
You're going to burn out. You're going to end up destroying, number one is your business. And number two is your relationship. And the reason why is because if you have 10X and a 1X, again, you are the average of each other. That's my own belief. And what ends up happening is that it's kind of pulling in like a magnet, pulling in different directions.
In opposite directions.
So this 10X starts to kind of pull into this 1X mindset. And so a few things are going to happen. Number one is you're going to suppress your growth and create frustration for yourself as the owner. And the other thing is the 1X. I want you to figure something out here or think about something is that a 10X mindset is, again, it's 10 times or 100 times different. And so for you to be pulled down, it might be like, I don't know, it's not as extreme, but it's extremely frustrating. But for that 1X linear mindset is they weren't ready or they weren't prepared to raise the roof on themselves, raise that ceiling. And so what happens is that you actually have a 10X friction points that build up through that exchange, through that meeting in the middle. So what ends up probably happening is that you have some massive friction that builds up with that 1X linear growth mindset. If they're not fully aligned and understand, what you're trying to accomplish. And what I put down here was that other person, this is the other option, is that other person doesn't need a 10X mindset to run along with you, because they might not be entrepreneurs. They might be intrapreneurs, and they might just be somebody who just wants to help out in a supportive role. That was me. But what I wanted to at least position here was, it doesn't have to be this friction or this fracture in the relationship with 10X and 1X and meeting in the middle. But the other person, I had to write this down because I did not want to forget. The other person, all they need to be able to run at a 10X pace is they need a 10X understanding of your 10X mindset. So you, as the extreme entrepreneur, you can set the tone and set the pace at the 10X mindset. And for that other person in your life, all they need is a 10X understanding of your 10X mindset. You don't have to force them along for the same exact ride, because they're probably going to break and it's going to cause extreme friction.
Chris can't keep up with me.
Yeah, no. And I had to be real with myself.
And if you're not an entrepreneur, like if most marriages are not, they're not two entrepreneurs in one marriage. It's too similar and they would create too much friction or butting of the heads. So it's one of those things where he tried to keep up with me. I tried to drag him along and all it did was cause fighting and frustration. But I think where I struggled at least was, I didn't know how to give him a 10X understanding of where I was going or what I was doing or what I was trying to achieve. And so if he couldn't understand it, how could he support it or follow it or understand it? And I think until I got really, really much better at actually knowing what was I trying to do, what was a 10X understanding of Organize It, of Woot Recruit, of my business, of what I was trying to achieve. And I think the Vivid Vision really helped that. Vivid Vision, because then he could read and say, oh my gosh, like it's much bigger than I thought it was. I didn't even know that this is what she wanted to do or what she was trying to achieve. But I think really nailing down, like, how do you communicate it? I realized that I sucked at delivering back everything that I had worked on to the team. And why do I mean that? And we could be doing this in our marriage too. I sucked at it. I was like, holy crap, this was a wake-up call for me, not a wake-up call for them. Was, let's just say I worked on a doc or I worked on like a process, or I'm like, oh, here's all the new trainings. And I put it in a Google Drive and I expect everybody to see it and know it's there. And I'm like, when we were doing this training, I had this epiphany of like, holy macaroni, I did not communicate this very well at all. Some people were like, oh, this is great. I've never seen it. I'm like, how? And then I thought to myself, oh, I know how, because I only made it, put it in the Google Drive and expected them to just know it was there.
And dropped a message once.
And dropped a message like one time. In Slack, the dark hole where everything goes to die, just like Google Drive. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I completely failed the team at always talking about this, communicating it, always putting it in front of them. And because I'm like, oh, on to the next thing, on to the next thing, on to the next thing. And I'm leaving all of them behind, whether it's your husband, your spouse, your team, your employees, and they can't even keep up. And I was like, holy crap, like I need to stop and slow down and be like, how can I communicate this better? How can I get a better understanding of what's going on? Because I'm moving at a pace that if they're not an entrepreneur, they can't keep up with. And that was a wake up call for me. I was like, man. And here I thought I was all like organized and had everything perfect. Well, it looked perfect, but I didn't do a good job at re-delivering the content and the information in a consistent way.
And honestly, repackaging it in a way that they're going to understand it better.
Yeah. Yeah. And repackaging it. Yeah. And I think I did the same thing to Chris. I assumed he knew what my goals were. I assumed he knew what I wanted to achieve because we live together and I talk to him all the time. Now, whether he's listening to me or not is a different story because I tell him stuff all the time and I'm like,
unless it's in my calendar.
Can you add coffee creamer to the shopping list? Comes back. I was like, where's the coffee creamer? Oh, I didn't know you wanted coffee creamer. So whether he's listening to me or not is a different story. But I did a really crummy job at sharing that 10x of his understanding, right? He has to have a 10x understanding of what my goals are. What does a 10x understanding mean? It means I have to talk about it 10 times more. I have to be 10 times clearer on where are we going, 10 times more open, and probably 10 times more understanding so that he gets an understanding of what I'm trying to achieve. It's not like I can't just tell him one time or in a passive conversation. He needed to, and I've, by working on my communication skills, has really helped that.
Because you had to deliver it where I was at.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. I had to deliver the information where he was at. It's like when we make something for our team or our employees, if we're making it from our perception and our view and we give it to them like an SOP or a playbook, we made it for us and we didn't make it for the consumer, the person consuming it, it's useful. I mean, it's useless.
Yeah.
Because they don't understand it. They're not going to process it or acknowledge it. So I had to make sure I delivered the content so that he could consume it.
Yeah. So I want to get back to the different paths that you can go down with the 10X, but I just wanted to give a shout out real quick. I saw Teresa's on here.
Teresa, Joanne, Kathy. And so what we're talking about, ladies, this morning is like, what if you have a 10X mindset, but your partner, spouse, husband, or wife has a 1X mindset?
Whether you believe that they are working alongside you or not, they are.
Yeah. And I had said earlier, your partner, your spouse is involved in your business. Whether they actually have a job or get paid, they are. Because we complain to them. We talk about it. We work 24/7. They are involved. Whether you choose to admit that or not, or whether they choose to admit that, and they're involved.
Yeah.
We do couples quarterly meetings before we do the business meeting. Why? I need my spouse on board. I need them to understand what I'm trying to achieve. And I need to make sure I'm hitting my personal obligations before my business obligations.
Because again, if you're trying to pull somebody in, there's going to be some friction right away. But I had to figure it out for myself, but the realignment, what I ended up having to do to make sure that things ran really nicely. But I want to go back to these three different branches or these three different types. So you have the 10X owner with the 1X mindset. Again, I'm not trying to dismiss, but 10X owner, 1X mindset, meet in the middle. There's going to be friction and there's going to be breakpoints. The other part is you have a 10X owner and a 10X mindset or understanding. I'm sorry, 10X mindset with the 10X understanding. You can run at 10X speed with all the support in the world. And
you can grow faster. Yes. You can move so much faster.
And so I want to lean into one other part here, which is kind of like is when you have 10X mindset with 10X accountability. This is what people don't talk about. And this is where it becomes extremely, extremely valuable with relationships and business. There's something that I don't think many people talk about. And this is something that I want to really lean into, but it's a 10X 10X mindset. You have the extreme entrepreneur, 10X mindset with somebody with a 10X understanding and a 10X level of accountability for that person, or even running at the same speed. But the thing is here, it's the accountability piece that many people don't lock into. And I feel that when you have 10X mindset with the 10X accountability, it's actually exponential. It's not just 10X. It's something along the lines of 50X, whatever, but it just depends on how fast you're going and how hard you push.
So explain to everybody, how do you get 10X accountability?
First is you got to fix that 10X understanding with your partner. It's bringing them in at their level.
Yeah, so that they understand why you're working at midnight, or yeah, why can't you sleep, or holy crap, I'm stressed out.
Yeah, but then the next level to that is where it leans into the idea of extreme transparency. When you're so locked in that you've made this mutual agreement, you've made this understanding that you're going to call me out on my ish, mm-hmm, and I'm going to totally receive it.
Yeah.
Because I've worked on myself and I've 10X'd my own mindset about myself so that there are no limiting beliefs. There are no double standards. There are no nothing. Because without that, you can't get that 10X accountability. Otherwise, you're going to, again, go back to the 1X, you're going to fracture the relationship.
Yes. And one of the ways that I feel like we get the 10X accountability with each other is in those couples meetings that we do before every company meeting, like quarterly, every company. Why? So that Chris knows what my goal is. Chris is not involved in Organize It at all, right? But he needs to know what I'm trying to achieve in Organize It so he understands what I'm going through this quarter, or what I'm working towards this quarter. And so the one way we get that 10X accountability is through these couples quarterly, because we also worked on our inner scorecards, our personal values. Like I have my personal values, he has his. We call them inner scorecards. Are you living through your inner scorecard, your outer scorecard, and our self-sabotaging tendencies, so that if we're not doing this, we gave each other the permission to call us out.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Chris, you're like, we call it revertigo. You're going back to revertigo. It's like a made up word. So where you revert back to like when you were young or you're a kid, you had
triggers,
like you're reverting back.
Nostalgic triggers,
but they're negative. It's like revertigo. Well, they can be positive too. And we gave each other the opportunity, not the opportunity. We asked each other to call me out if you see me self-sabotaging. If I say I'm not ready, or if I'm overcommitting, or if I'm not living through my values, right? Because sometimes we get a little too big for our britches and we need somebody to ground us, like not ground us as in go to your room, but ground us back to earth and to call me out when you see things happening so that I stay true to my values and my inner scorecard and that I don't continue to self-sabotage. But if we wouldn't have done these exercises and asked, hey, Chris, call me out. And then as hard-headed as I am, I can't bite his head off for calling me out. Mm-hmm. I asked for it.
But here's the kicker is what I've found with us, mm-hmm, is that's the first step in it is alignment and creating that open accountability, that extreme transparency. But it's not just once a month. It's not just a once a month thing, because that will also build up friction regardless if you, you've already agreed upon it or not, because you're getting hit with something that you're not used to. It hasn't been burned into your brain as habit, or you're expecting it. Again, it's like, I'm not a hockey player, but I'm guessing that if you go on the ice and you get sacked by somebody, it's going to hurt and you're probably not going to expect it. But what we've done and what I've found is that, even though we haven't really stated it, is that with the practice of date mornings, mm-hmm, we have this unwritten rule of constantly dishing out this full transparency mode of calling each other out every single morning. And so we're not even fazed by it anymore. Like it's become so ingrained and so habitual that we don't feel hurt. We don't feel that effect. Yes, it might for like a split second, but you're like, oh, dang it, you're right. It's something that we've had to make habitual. It's something that we had to repeat over and over and over again. The concept of 27 days to develop a habit as a permanent part of like instinct. The same thing has to happen with that extreme accountability in order to go from 1X mindset to 10X understanding, to 10X accountability. You have to continually get those small doses of accountability and transparency and build on it.
You know, my amazing mentor, I quote him all the time, Dan Martell says, if you think running a business is hard and expensive, try getting a divorce. I have to give it to Dan. He's probably the first coach that I ever had that was so like into your marriage comes first. You work on your marriage first. Put everything else aside. It's your marriage first. It's your wife first. It's your husband first. It is not your business first. You will not grow your business that way. I mean, Dan drilled it in our heads and drilled it. And I had been in other groups before that they don't talk about it. Like they don't.
It's like they avoid it.
It's like, oh, we don't want to talk about that. We're just going to talk about this. It's like, you know, them asking me not to talk about my weight loss because this is only a cleaning group. Okay. Like I get it. But health has everything to do with everything. And, you know, I have to give it to Dan. He drilled it in our heads. And I, you know, asked Chris, hey, I joined this group. Do you want to come with me? And I'm glad he did because then he heard Dan talk about like, marriage. You got to have a solid marriage. You got to know how to communicate with your wife, he would say. And if you don't, you're going to fail. You can't fight that battle at home and fight that battle at work. You have to have a supportive person at home with you on this journey. What we saw was total misalignment. And how did we achieve that alignment? And it's, again, it goes back to sabotaging and the weight loss journey and health. And it's all that inner work. Like I have to have a clear understanding of myself before I can even get him to remotely understand me. And vice versa. Like this dude didn't talk or share anything at all. I'm like, oh my God, could you please give me an expression or right. an emotion or something? And I'm like, I don't even know if he's happy or sad. And it's that inner work that you have to do to then communicate well with each other. It's the micro changes that we make every day and the micro commitments that we make every day that compound over time to create the macro changes. Hiring sucks, right? Sorting through bad applications, ghosted interviews, and wasted time. It's all exhausting. That's why we built WooRecruit, the hiring system designed to attract and convert the right people for your business fast. What are some of the benefits? Well, you get more qualified applicants without lifting a single finger. Increase your show rate, eliminate the worry of ghosting. Track every single step of our process with real-time data. If you're tired of hiring headache, go to WooRecruit.com and let us start filling your open roles today.